time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
deki agbe owo wa si Olorun Olodumare.
I begin to bless his holy name.
Ki a si bere si ni bukun fun oruko mimo re.
Let's worship the King of Kings.
Ki a just fun oba awon oba.
Let's worship the Lord of Lords.
Ki a just fun Oluwa awon Oluwa.
Bless his holy name.
E deki a bukun fun oruko mimo re.
In Jesus' mighty name, we worship. Now lift your voice to him and say, Father, in this month of grace, please be gracious unto me. Let's talk to the Almighty God. In this month of grace, O Lord, please be gracious unto me. Be gracious unto me. Let me find grace with you, Lord. Let me find grace with you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And then lift your voice to him. And say, Father, help of the helpless. Please help me. Help me. Oh, help me, Lord. Let's talk to the Almighty God. Help of the helpless. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me, O Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And then you say, Father, you are my hope of glory. Let my future be glorious. Let's talk to the Almighty God. You are my hope of glory. Let my future be glorious. Let my future be glorious. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And now you say, Father, shepherd of the sheep, let goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life. Let's talk to the Almighty God. Thou great shepherd of the sheep, from now on, for the rest of my life, let goodness and mercy follow me. Let goodness and mercy follow me. The goodness and mercy follow me for the rest of my life. For the rest of my life. Let goodness and mercy follow me, Daddy, all the days of my life. You are the great shepherd of the sheep. Let goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life. All the days of my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Supporter, Jesus is my supporter. Hallelujah, supporter. Jesus is my supporter. Hallelujah, supporter. Jesus is my supporter. Jesus is my supporter. I am not afraid. Hallelujah, supporter. Jesus is my supporter. Hallelujah, supporter. Jesus is my supporter. Hallelujah, supporter. Jesus is my supporter. Jesus is my supporter. I am not afraid. Hallelujah.
Supporter. Jesus is my supporter.
Hallelujah. Supporter. Jesus is my supporter. Hallelujah. Supporter. Jesus is my supporter. Jesus is my supporter. I am not afraid. Hallelujah.
Supporter. Jesus is my supporter.
Hallelujah.
Supporter. Jesus is my supporter.
Hallelujah.
Supporter. Jesus is my supporter. Jesus is my sanity. I am not afraid.
Hallelujah.
Sanity. Jesus is my sanity.
Hallelujah. Sanity. Jesus is my sanity. Hallelujah. Sanity.
Jesus is my sanity. Jesus ni mo feyiti eru koba mi.
Eternal Rock of Ages.
Apata iraye.
The supporter of all the helpless.
Alafeyiti gbogbo awon alaini ranlowo.
The father of the fatherless.
Baba fun omo alaini baba.
The husband of the widow, the lifter up of the head of those who are pushed down, the great provider, the rock of ages, the great defender, the great deliverer, the king of glory, the Lord, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord who has never lost a battle, the I am that I am, the one who never grows old. Glory be to your holy name. Father, glory be to your holy name. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Tonight, we need your help. We need your assistance. Please help us in Jesus' name. Individually, every family, every ministry, every church, every nation, send help to us in Jesus' name. By the time this night is over, let it be said of us, God has really helped you. So let it be in Jesus' name. Tonight, Father, save souls. Heal the sick. Set the captives free. Glorify your holy name. At the end of everything, let us be able to praise you again. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I shake hands with two or three people.
And
tell them, because my God reigns, all is well. Because my God reigns, all is well. Isaiah chapter 41.
We Isaiah ori kokanle ni ogoji.
Verse 10 to 30.
Ese ikewa si iketala.
Isaiah 41.
Isaiah ori kokanle ni ogoji.
Verse 10 to 30.
Ese ikewa si iketala.
It's one of the passages in the Bible. that was written specifically for me. The first day I read it, I knew it was written for me. He says, "Fear not, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness."
Amen. Iwo maberu, nitori mo wa pelu re, mafoya, nitori emi ni Olorun re, emi o fun o ni okun, nitoto, emi o ran o lowo, nitoto, emi o fi owo otun ododo mi gbe o soke.
Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish.
Amen. Kiye si, gbogbo awon ti o binu si o ni oju oti. Won o si damu, won o dabi asan, awon ti o si n ba oja yo sepe.
Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them. Even them that contend with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught.
Amen. Iwo o wa won, iwo ki o si ri won. Ani awon ti o ba oja, awon ti o n ba oja gun yo da bi asan ati bi ohun ti ko si.
For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee.
Amen. Nitori, emi oluwa olorun re yo di owo otun re mu, emi o wi fun o pe, ma beru, emi o ran o lowo.
We want to talk about divine assistance.
A fe soro lori iranlowo lati oke wa.
Now, two words here. Divine
atokewa
and assistance.
Ati iranlowo.
Divine means that which is of God.
Lati oke yi ntumo si ohun ti o je lati odo Olorun.
So who is God?
Ta lo Olorun.
Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
Genesis ori kini ese kini.
Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
Genesis ori kini ese kini.
Says in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth.
Beni atete ko se Olorun da orun ohun aye.
So who is God?
Ta ni Olorun.
The creator of heaven and the earth.
Eleda orun ataye.
John chapter 1.
Johannu ori kini.
Verse 1 to 3.
Ese kini si keta.
John 1:1-3.
Johannu ori kini ese kini si keta.
Says in the beginning was the word.
So pe ni otiti ko se ni oro wa.
The word was with God.
Oro si wa pelu Olorun.
And the word was God.
Olorun si ni oro na.
And then in verse 3 he says.
Ni ese keta o wi pe.
And by him were all things created.
Nipase re ni ada ohun gbogbo.
So who is God?
Ta ni Olorun yi.
The creator of all things.
Ohun na ni eleda ohun gbogbo.
Psalm 91 verse 1.
Ori David ori kokanle ni 90 ese ikini.
Psalm 91 verse 1.
Ori David ori kokanle ni 90 ese ikini.
It says he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High.
Ope eni tin gbe ibi koko ga ogo.
Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Yo ma gbe abe ojiji Olodumare.
So who is God?
Tani Olorun.
The Most High.
Oga ogo.
The Almighty.
Olodumare.
Who is God?
Ta Olorun.
Jeremiah 32 verse 27.
Jeremiah orikeji leni ogbon ese ketadi ni ogbon.
Jeremiah 32 verse 27.
Jeremiah orikeji le logbon ese ketadi logbon.
He said, "Lo, I'm the Lord God of all flesh.
Oni ki esi emi ni Oluwa Olorun gbogbo eran ara.
Is anything too hard for me?
Je gbogbo ohun ko nsoro se fun mi bi.
So who is God?
Tani Olorun.
The God of all flesh.
O na ni Olorun gbogbo eran
ara. The one with whom nothing shall be impossible.
Eni ti ko si ohun ti o soro se fun.
Who is God?
Ta lo Olorun.
Genesis 14.
Genesis yori kerila.
Verse 18 to 19.
Ese ikeji dilogun si kokandilogun.
Genesis 14, verse 18 to 19.
Genesis yori kerila. Ese ikeji dilogun si kokandilogun.
Calls him the possessor of heaven and the earth. So I can go on and on and on.
Mole matters. Why do you like to myself from what? And it's a lot of issue.
At least you have a rough idea of the God I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, Timo so ni kwa loru yi, oh yeah, yi dear.
So when you hear somebody else saying he's God,
nigba to bag botelo me so kwe on your loru.
Ask him.
Bere lo worry.
Are you the creator of heaven and earth? Are you the one who made all things? Are you the Most High? Are you the Almighty? Is there anything that you cannot do at all? Are you the possessor of heaven and earth? If you cannot answer these questions, then you know it's not God. And then what is assistance? Basically, when we talk about assistance, we mean that someone uses what he has to augment what is lacking in another so that a purpose can be achieved. For example, you want to go to college. You are brilliant. You have passed the exam. But you have no money. So you turn to somebody who has money to give you financial assistance so that you can end up becoming a graduate. So when we talk about divine assistance, we are saying God makes available all that he has.
And so nipa wipe Olorun mu gbogbo ohun to ni o fi jowo won
available to you so that you can achieve any purpose in life.
Ojo wo won le olowo ki o ba le ri pe gbogbo eredi ile pa re pata lo debi opin re.
That's why Paul said in Philippians 4:13.
Edini yi ti Paul fi so ninu we Philippi ori kerin ese ketala.
Philippians 4:13.
Philippi ori kerin ese ketala.
He said, I can do all things through Christ,
which
strengthens me.
In other
words, anything that I want to do, and I don't have the strength to do it, I can call on Christ to give me assistance. And in the text that we read, God made a promise. He said, I will help you. He said, when I decide to help you, all your enemies will scatter. He said, you will search for them and you will not find them. Now, when he says all your enemies will scatter, he's not talking about human enemies alone. He's talking about sickness. He's talking about disease. He's talking about demons. He's talking about poverty. He's talking about barrenness. He's talking about retardation. He's talking about everything contrary to your reaching your goal.
Oh, so ni pati on gbogbo ti o dabi idiwa ti dena ti ona ile pare.
That's why I can prophesy to someone here tonight.
E dini ti mo fi so tele fun enikan ni iloni.
By the time the sun rises,
nigba ti oru o ba fi yo lola,
you'll be celebrating.
Amen.
Now, why do we need divine assistance? Occasionally, there are times when individual efforts will not be sufficient to yield
results.
In John chapter 5,
Ninuwe Johanu, Orikanu,
verse 2 to 9.
Ese keji si keson.
John 5, verse 2 to 9.
Johanu Orikanu, ese keji si keson.
The Bible tells us about a man
Bibeli so ni kwa chokunrin kan
who was by the pool of Bethesda.
Eni ti o nbe ni eti adagun Bethesda.
And he's been there for 38 years.
O ti wa nbe fun odun mejidinlogoji.
Try on his own
lo tin tiraka nipa tire
to be the first to jump into the pool
lati jeri pe o nje eni akoko to koko wonu adagun omi
after the angel has troubled the water
leyin igba ti angeli ba ti ru omi na soke
so that he can obtain his healing
ki o ba le ri iwosan tire.
He has tried for 38 years.
Oh, did your do meji dini ogoji lo tin tiraka
and has failed
so si tin jakule.
One day he got divine assistance.
Lojo kan o wa riran lo wa toke gba.
And the problems of 38 years vanished in less than 38 seconds.
Besi ni wahala ti idamu odun meji din ni ogoji o pora laarin iseju aya ti o pe meji din ogoji.
And I decree tonight.
Mo wa pa lase lale yi.
Because somebody is going to receive divine assistance.
Nitori ti enikan yo riran lowo atoke gba gba.
The problems that have been with you since you were born.
Gbogbo isoro to tin ba o yi lati jo ati bi oni.
We end tonight in Jesus name.
Yo dopin loni loruko Jesu.
When do we need divine assistance?
Nigba wo la nilo iranlowo atoke wa?
When specialists cannot even help.
Nigba ti awon ojogbon o ti e le ran ni lowo.
In Mark chapter 5.
Ninu we Mark ori karun.
Verse 25 to 34.
Ese karun di logbon si ikerin le ni ogbon.
Mark 5:25 to 34.
Mark ori karun ese ikerin di logbon si ikerin le ni ogbon.
The Bible tells us about the woman with the issue of blood.
Bibeli so fun wa nipa ti obirin onisun eje ni.
And for years she had gone from one doctor to another.
O tin lo lati le onisegun kan de ibomiran.
Instead of getting better, she got worse.
Kaka kewe agbon re oro nse lo tun pele si.
The specialist could not help.
Awon logbon ojogbon won o le ran lowo.
And then she got divine assistance.
Ojo na wa riran lowo atoke wa gba.
And in less than 10 seconds,
like pe iseju mewa,
her problems were over.
Beni gbogbo isoro aye re do pora.
In the name that's above every other name.
Ni oruko toju gbogbo oruko lo.
What the specialist said could not be done.
Ohun ti awon ojogbon o le se
concerning you
nipa ti e
shall be done tonight in Jesus name.
Olorun yo se won lale yi loruko Jesu.
When do we need divine assistance?
Igba wo la tun nilo iranlowo atoke wa?
When there is nothing anyone can do to help us.
Nipa ti ko ba si ohunkohun ti enikeni le se.
Nothing that any human being can do to help us.
Ti o ba si ohunkohun ti enikeni le se fun wa.
In John chapter 9,
you know where Johanu ori kesan,
verse 1 to 7.
Ese kini si keje.
John 9 verse 1 to 7.
Johanu ori kesan ese kini si keje.
The Bible tells us of a man who was born blind.
Bibeli so nipa okunrin kan ti a bi ni afoju.
Not that his eyes were bad.
Ki se ko oju re baje.
He never had eyes.
Ko tile ni oju ri.
There was nothing anyone could do to help him.
Ko se ni keni to le ran lowo.
It wasn't a case of changing the glasses.
Yi se nipa ti koya ki amujigi to fi woran.
It wasn't a case of giving him drugs.
Tabi ti won ti le fun loogun ko.
It wasn't a case of operation.
Yi se nipa ti se abe la fi le ran lowo.
There were no eyes at all.
Ko soju nbe ni.
And Jesus came and gave him divine assistance.
Beni Jesu wa o fun ni ran lowo atoke wa.
And that which was missing for 40 years.
Ohun ti o si pa fun odidi ogo
was given to him in a day. I pray for someone here tonight. That which has been missing in your life. That has not allowed your joy to be full. You get it tonight in Jesus' name. When do we need divine assistance? When the Almighty God needs to go into the future and reverse the irreversible. In Genesis 18, verse 9 to 14, Genesis 18, verse 9 to 14, we had the story of Sarah. She was 90 years old. She had not menstruated for more than 40 years. And yet, she wanted a child. And she got divine assistance. The one who said nothing is too hard for him went into the future and turned the future backwards. And the one that the world thought would die barren began to laugh and kept laughing for the rest of her life. I prophesy to someone here today. This very night, your laughter will begin.
Amen.
When do we need divine assistance? When the war you are fighting is overwhelming. Mark chapter 5,
Mark,
verse 1 to 20. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Daddy asked me to tell you
Daddy didn't suffer more.
That the helper of the helpless is present here tonight. Mark chapter 5,
Mark,
verse 1 to 20, tells us the story of a man who was not tormented by just one demon. Six thousand demons were holding him captive. There was no way that man could be free unless God stepped in. And one word from the Almighty God. Suddenly, freedom came. There might be somebody here tonight fighting battles on all fronts. I have good news for you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, freedom will come tonight in Jesus' name. Now, what are the things that God will make available to you so that you can achieve your purpose? Number one, His name. His name is available to you to make sure you achieve the purpose that you want to achieve in life.
Oruko re nbe fun o lati le ri ran olowo lati ri pe o de opin lepa re.
In Philippians chapter 2,
ninu iwe Philippi ori ikeji,
verse 9 to 11.
Ese kesan si kokunla.
Philippians 2 verse 9 to 11.
Philippi ori ikeji ese kesan si kokunla.
The Bible says he has a name that's above every other name.
Bibeli so wi pe a fun ni oruko ti oju gbogbo oruko lo.
That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow.
When you look at Jesus, niki gogo ekun ki owole.
Somebody once said, if your problem has a name, it is already defeated. Because there is a name that is above every other name. Whatever may be your problem, if it has a name, it will bow to the name of Jesus Christ tonight.
Amen.
Is it demons? Mark 16 verse 17.
Mark 16
verse 17. Mark 16 verse 17.
He said,
in my name, you will cast out demons. As a matter of fact, he said it comprehensively. In John chapter 14, verse 14. John 14, verse 14. He said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. The name is available for you to use at any time. To meet any problem, to face any challenge. Some of you will remember the story. One of my daughters was traveling to the east to serve
her
youth call. She was traveling in this station wagon. Station wagon. In those days, I don't see those cars anymore. In those days, they have three seats. The back seat has no door. And my daughter was sitting at the back seat reading a Bible. The Shagamu Benin Road was just declared open then.
What I said, say or no, Shagamu Sibini,
smooth and wide.
To fair, to sitegara.
And the drivers were using it as if it were a race track.
Best in our walk on one side, yes, I could
they were going
on law
at top speed. She was reading a Bible.
On Kabibeli,
suddenly, one of the front tires punctured.
No, Gigi, tire, what you come for?
And then the car began to somersault.
Oko, what better? Simi bokiti.
In a situation like that,
nilo iru asiko bayi,
you need divine assistance.
O nilo iranlowo atoke wa.
As the car began to somersault,
bi oko tin bokiti.
Suddenly, one of the doors opened.
No, Gigi, kan lara awon ilekun si.
And the unseen hand picked her up.
Owo ti a o foju ri gbe.
Carried her out, sat her down by the roadside, and she sat down there watching the cars as if in slow motion, somersaulting first time, second time, third time, fourth time.
Oh, wa joko lori titi o bere si ni wo oko bo se n gbokiti bi lekini lekeji leketa lekerin bi pe wo sinimo.
Nobody survived.
When
other people came, and they were trying to get the people out of the wreckage, she moved close to them. I said that I was in that car. They said, you must be lying. She said, that's my Bible. This is my name. Check the name on the Bible. And you know what happened? She was reading the Bible. And as the tire burst, as she had the sound, boom, one word came out of her mouth. And that name was Jesus. Is there anybody here who needs help tonight? Let me hear you shout the name.
Jesus.
Jesus. And his blood is available for you. The Bible tells us in Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11.
Bibeli so ninu iwe Levitiku oriketa dilogun ese kokanla.
Thank you, Father. Almighty God said there is someone here tonight. He said, as you approach the second half of this year, I will give you a breakthrough so big you will know it is me. So big that you will know this can only be me. And he asked me to tell you, 50% of it is yours, 50% belongs to him. Leviticus 17, verse 11 says the life of the animal is in the blood. The blood of Jesus Christ contains his life. It contains the life of the Almighty God. And he said that blood is available for you. You cannot rid yourself of sin on your own. It is the blood that cleanses from all sins. And in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, the Bible says that the only way to overcome Satan is by the blood of the Lamb. That power that is in the blood of Jesus Christ, we speak for somebody here tonight.
Amen.
I'm sure I've told you this story before. Two important people, husband and wife, suddenly discovered that their money was disappearing. The wife thought the husband was the one taking her money. The husband thought that it was the wife that was stealing his money. Until one day, one confronted the other. And then they discovered, no, it's neither of the two. And they came and they said, sir, we can't explain it, but our money keeps on disappearing. And the Lord inspired me to tell them, from now on, anytime you keep money anywhere, cover it in the blood of Jesus. When the devil sees the blood, he won't be able to touch your money. That was the last time they lost any money. In the mighty name of Jesus, it's not only your money I'm covering in the blood now. I'm covering you in the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
I'm covering your children in the blood of the Lamb. I'm covering your business in the blood of the Lamb. And you'll be safe in Jesus' name. And he made available to us his word. That if you need help, you can use my word. Psalm 119, verse 89.
We ori David ori kokandini ogofa ese kokandini adorun.
Psalm 119:89.
Ori David ori kokandini agofa ogofa ese kokandini adorun.
Says forever, O Lord, thy word is settled.
Titilai oluwa oro re fi dikale.
Ephesians 6:17.
Efesu ori kefa ese ketadini ogun.
Ephesians 6:17.
Efesu ori kefa ese ketadini ogun.
Cause the word of God the sword of the spirit.
Ope oro Olorun ni ida emi.
The word of God is a sword that you can use as if it were a spiritual sword to fight against the enemy.
Oro Olorun dabi ida ti emi ti a le lo lati doju ija ko satani ati ogun ota.
In Matthew 4,
ninu we Matthew ori ikerin
verse 1 to 11.
Ese kini si kokanla.
Matthew 4:1-11.
Matthew ori ikerin ese kini si kokanla.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
I want to say amen to this one.
Amen.
The Lord said there's someone here tonight.
Oluwa so pe ni kan be ni lale.
So I must remind you.
Pe mo ni lati ran leti o.
That is the only one that you need.
O ni kan le ni to nilo.
And he said, I will be with you.
O si wa ni pe o yo wa pelu re.
Now, Matthew 4:1-11.
Matthew, ori keri ese kini si kokanla.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord said there's someone here tonight.
Oluwa so pe nikan be ni lale yi.
He said, put your mind at rest.
E fokan re bale.
Everything I promise you will come to pass.
Pe ohun gbogbo ti o ti seleri fun o ni odi mimu se.
When the devil was going to tempt the Lord Jesus Christ,
nigba ti satani fe dan Jesu wo,
the only weapon that Jesus had,
ohun ija kan soso ti Jesu ni,
was the word.
O na ni oro.
He just kept on saying to the devil, it is written.
O kan so fun satani ni we pe ati kowe re.
And the devil cannot challenge what is written.
Be si ni isu ole doju counter ati kole.
It is written.
Ati ko pe.
And I am saying tonight.
Mo tin so lale yi pe.
It is written.
Ati ko wi pe.
I will live, I will not die.
Emi o ye, emi ki o ku.
And I will declare the glory of God.
Emi o si ma fi ogun Olorun han.
I am saying it is written.
Emi so wi pe ati ko iwe re.
I will be heard, I will not be tail.
Emi o je ori, emi ki o je iru.
I say I am saying it is written.
Emi so bayi pe ati ko iwe re.
There is no weapon fashioned against me that shall prosper.
Ko si o ija ti a se si mi ti o se rere.
I'm saying it is written.
O wa so fun o wi pe ati ko iwe re bayi.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Oluwa ni oluṣagutan mi.
I shall not want.
Emi ki o se alaini.
I am saying it is written.
O wa so bayi pe ati ko iwe re pe.
Surely.
Ni toto.
Goodness and mercy. Shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. If you believe that, let me hear you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I remember the first time I went to America.
Igba akoko ti mo lo si ilu America
with my father in the Lord.
Pelu baba mi ninu Oluwa.
And four other people.
Atawon merin mi.
We went to attend Kenetegin camp meeting.
A lo si ipade Kenetegin.
We have never been there before.
A o de beri.
We knew nobody there.
Ko seni ta mo nbe.
They told us there is no accommodation.
Won so fun wa pe ko si ile gbigbe.
And we wanted to go.
A si fe lo.
So I told everybody, I said, let us go. When we get there, we will get accommodation. If the worst comes to the worst,
we'll
go and sleep in the police station. I said, but it is written. In my father's house, there are many mansions. If there are mansions waiting for me in heaven, there should be a room waiting for me in America. We got to Tulsa at the airport, and we began to phone all the hotels.
te waya ti gbogbo awon ile itura tin be nbe
at least 1 hour or more from the center
lati bi wakati irin wakati kan sibi tawa.
They all kept on saying fully booked,
gbogbo won so yi pe ko saye,
fully booked
ko saye.
Suddenly it occurred to me,
o wa kan mi ku,
if we get accommodation 1 hour from the center,
ta ba ri yara ibi ta ma gbe ni waka irin wakati kan sibi ta nlo,
and we had no cars,
tasi loko,
how are we going to get to the center?
Ta wa la se debi ta nlo gan.
I said look for the hotel that is nearest to the center,
mo wa so fun won pe e wa le itura yi to sumo bi ta nlo yi gangan julo,
and phone them,
ko wa so fun won,
tell them we are missionaries from Africa,
ke so fun won wi pe a mu irere oni wa lati ilu Africa,
and we need a room,
pe a si nilo yara kan.
And they pick the phone and they say, yes, we can give you a room.
Won wa da wa lo pe looto ni a le fun yin ni yara kan.
I say ask them,
e so fun won ke tun wa bere,
are you sure you can give us two?
Se duro pe le fun wa ni meji bi.
Well, where do you say you come from?
Won ni bolele ti wa gan na.
We are from Africa,
ilu Africa adulawo ni wa.
They said they will give us two.
Won ni wa fun wa ni meji.
We arrive at the hotel,
ngba ta wa debe,
and I said to them,
mo so fun won,
are you sure you can give us three rooms?
Se to to ni e wa le ri yara meta fun wa ni yi.
And they gave us three rooms,
won wa fun wa ni yara meta.
Everything you need,
o gbogbo te nilo,
for you to achieve your purpose in life,
lati le debi opin le pare ninu aye,
you will receive it tonight in Jesus name. Why
gba lale yin loruko Jesu?
Why?
Kinidi,
because it is written,
nitori ti ati ko we re pe,
my God
Oluwa mi
shall supply,
yo,
all my needs,
Olorun mi yo
according to his riches in glory,
ni oruko ni
by Christ Jesus,
ni pese Jesu Christi.
You believe that? Let me hear you say amen.
E ba gba ile igbo ke ale ami.
What else has he made available for us?
Kini awon nkan mi to ti tu pese fun wa?
His wealth. Remember, I told you at the beginning, that is the possessor of heaven and earth. Psalm 24 verse 1.
Say,
the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. Haggai chapter 2 verse 8. Say, he says, silver is mine, gold is mine.
O so pe wura temi ni fadaka temi na ni.
Matthew chapter 17.
Matthew ori ketadini ogun.
Verse 24 to 27.
Ese kerin lelogun si ketadini logbon.
Matthew 17:24 to 27.
Matthew ori ketadini ogun ese kerin lelogun si ketadini logbon.
Said he can even use a fish to carry money in his mouth to deliver to you.
O ti le le lo eja lati gbe owo senu lati wa fun ipo fun o.
I have good news for somebody here tonight.
Mo wa ni royin ayo fun enikan ni lale yi.
Every financial breakthrough that you are believing God for,
gbogbo aluyo ti isunwo na,
you will get it this month in Jesus name.
Wa ri gba losu yi loruko Jesu.
I'm telling this story for the benefit of those who are hearing it for the first time.
Mo wa so itan yi nitori awon ton gbo fun igba koko.
I told the people I travel to the east.
Mo lo si ila orun
to go and preach.
Lati lo waasu.
And I was returning.
Bi mo se nbo.
At that time I was still a lecturer at the University of Lagos.
Nigba yi mo ti je oluko ni ileiwe University Eko.
And I was returning so I can be back on time for my lectures on Monday.
Mo wa nbo pe ki le ma ba pe fun eko ti mo fe ko awon mo ilewe lojo aje.
I didn't know there was fuel shortage.
Mi o mo wi pe ko se po.
I got to Onitsha, no fuel.
Mo de ilu Onitsha won ni o se po.
I said no problem, I will get in Asaba.
Mo ni ko si soro ti ba dasaba boya ma ri
Asaba, no fuel.
Mo dasaba won ni o si.
I said there will be fuel in Benin.
Mo ni ta ba de Benin a ri po.
I got to Benin, no fuel.
Mo de Benin bakan na ni o.
I said there is a depot in Ore.
Mo ni ile ibi ton tin ko epo si nbe lore.
I will get fuel in Ore.
Ma de po lore ko si bo ti wu ko ri.
I got to Ore, no fuel.
Nigba ti mo de Ore bakan na lo mo sori.
By then my my tank was reading reserve.
Nigba yi bi epo mi o ti ngbe lo.
Almighty God, what am I going to do?
Oh Lord, Olodumare, ki mo fe se?
And he spoke to me clearly.
O wa so fun mi,
son,
omo o,
take your eyes off the gauge.
Boju e kuro lori ibi to nwo yen.
And drive on.
Ta ma wa ko lo ni.
And I drove on.
Mo wa bere si ni wa ko.
All the way from Ore to Surulere.
Mo de lati Ore de Surulere.
And when I parked in Surulere, and I then looked at the gate, it read empty. Somebody said, where do you get the oil to travel from? The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. My father is the owner of all the oil that is under the ground. When his son needs a little bit to put in his tank, he can refine it within a second. I'm saying to somebody here today, I don't know how it's going to happen, but God will send help to you.
Amen.
So he gave us something else. He gave us his prophets. You have used my name. You have used my blood. You have used my word. You have used my wealth. How about using my prophets? In 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 19.
1 Samuel 3 verse 19.
The Bible says he will not allow the word of his prophets to fall to the ground. I know there are prophets and there are prophets. I know there are many false prophets around the world. But like I've always said, anytime you see a counterfeit, there must be an original somewhere. When you find an original prophet, whatever he says to you, hold on to it, because it will come to pass. In 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 8 to 16, 1 Kings 17 verse 8 to 16, the widow of Zarephath had only one meal left. The prophet of God said, you just give it to me, and for the rest of the family you will not lack. The woman believed the prophet of God, and the Almighty God backed the word of the prophet.
Olorun si ti oro na leyin.
I just tell you a story quickly.
Ma so itan kan fun yin laipe.
Some of you have heard it before too.
Opo ninu yin lo ti gbo ri.
One of my sons,
e kan lara awon omo mi,
came to Ilorin when I've just transferred to the university there.
O wa si Ilorin nigbati won sese gbe mi wa sibe.
Help me to repair all the electrical problems in the house that was allocated to me. When he finished, then he wanted to return to Lagos. He asked me to pray for him. I said, there's no need to pray for you. You're already blessed. God bless you. That's all you need.
Oh, Lord, kí Ọlọ́run fún ohun tó nílò nìyẹn.
He said, but I said, how much are you charging me for the work you have done?
Mo wa ni o sugbon o gbogbo ise to ti se ilogan lowo oya re.
I said, how can I charge you for anything?
He
said, but I don't have any money at all to travel back to Lagos. If you can just give me enough money to take me back to Lagos, that's all I need. I gave him the money to travel to Lagos. I backed it up with God bless you. He arrived at the motor park. As he was coming down, he saw an old friend who has come to escort somebody out of Lagos. They greeted. Long time no see. Where are you now? That one says, I'm working at the dam barracks. And what are you doing? I'm an electrician. Come and see me tomorrow. To cut a long story short, 1 month after I said, God bless you, the fellow who could not get money to travel from Ilorin to Lagos bought a brand new car. There is somebody here tonight. I am saying the name of the Almighty God. God bless you.
Oh,
thank you, Father.
Amen.
I want to say amen to this one.
Amen.
Yeah. Said there's someone here tonight. He says, as the rainy season begins, your showers of blessings will begin.
Amen. Bene owara ojo ibukun re na bere.
Now the question now is, who gets divine assistance?
Ibere ta wa fe bere lowo ara wa nisisin pe ta leni na to nri iran lowo atoke igba.
Because you see, God is sovereign.
Nitori Olorun a le wule se ni.
He does as he pleases.
O se wu ni se.
Psalm 115:3. Psalm 115:3. It says our God is in the heavens. He does as he pleases. He can decide who to help and who not to help. But when we
study
the scriptures, we discover that there are certain people who will always get his assistance. Proverbs 8:17. Proverbs 8:17. He said, I love them that love me.
Me fair, I want you for me.
And they that seek me early shall find me.
I want you ni me.
I love them that love me. When your friend needs help, you help. Who gets his help? Psalm 50:14-15. Psalm 50:14-15. It talks about those who come into his presence with thanksgiving. It talks about those who pay their vows. He says such people, when they call on him in the time of trouble, he answers them. Who gets his assistance? Surely not those who are robbing him. Surely not those who don't honor him. Who gets his assistance? Simply put, those who ask for it. Jeremiah 33:3. Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 3.
Jeremiah ori ketalelogbon ese keta.
He said, call on me in the day of trouble.
Ke pe mi ni ojo iponju.
And I will answer you.
Emi o si dan yin lohun.
The Bible says if you don't ask, you don't get.
Bibeli so pe ti e o ba bere e o ni rigba.
Why?
Kilode?
He had helped somebody before.
O ti ran nikan lowo ri.
Who didn't ask for help? When trouble came, that fellow said to God, did I ask you for help? You are the one who decided to help. And that trouble now has come, so you must be responsible. Genesis chapter 3.
Genesis 3,
verse 9 to 12. Genesis 3, verse 9 to 12.
Genesis 3, verse 9 to 12.
It was God who decided to give Adam a wife. When the trouble came, and God said, Adam, why have you done what I asked you not to do? He said, the woman you gave me, I didn't ask you for one.
Mi o bere lowo e fun kan.
I didn't say I need a wife.
Mi o ni mo nilo yawo.
You gave me one.
Iwo lo fun mi.
And that's where the trouble is.
Ibi ti soro si ti de niyi.
That's the time God made up his mind.
Ibi ni ti Olorun fi pinu.
That he will no longer assist anybody who didn't ask for it.
Pe ohun o ni ran ikeni lowo ti o ba bere fun.
That's why I have hurried over the sermon tonight.
Idi niyi ti mo fi
because we are going to spend time asking him tonight. Because I know he's going to answer us tonight. How many of you are ready to cry to the Almighty God for help tonight? I promise you one more time. By the time the sun rises, somebody here is going to celebrate.
Amen.
And this is why you must give your life to Jesus. Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 and 2.
Iwe Isaiah.
Isaiah 59 verses 1 and 2.
He
said the hand of the Lord is not shortened that he cannot save, neither is he as heavy that he cannot hear. He said, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, that he will not hear. In other words, he's ready to help. But if your sin will not allow him to hear your cry, how can he help? If he doesn't hear what you are asking for, maybe you are asking for the fruit of the womb, or you are asking for healing, or you are asking for promotion, or you are asking for victory, and he cannot hear what you are asking for, how can he release it to you? That's why you must give your life to Jesus, because his blood will wash away your sins, and then your prayer will no longer be hindered. So if there's anyone here tonight who is tired of life of sin and you want God to answer your prayers, come and surrender your life to him. Let his blood wash away your sin. And watch as he begins to answer your prayers. I'm going to count from 1 to 10.
Now
I can see some of you very, very far away. So those of you who are far away and you want to give your life to Jesus, begin to hurry up now as I begin to count. 1, 2,
eji.
Oh, the choice is yours.
Tireni oku sowo e.
If you want, you can come.
To ba wu e o le wa.
And let his blood wash away your sins.
O je ki eje re o we omo.
And get divine assistance from the Almighty God from now on.
Ki o si wa ri iranlowo gba lati oke wa.
Human effort might not be enough. The Bible says vain is the help of man. Come, let him save your soul. Let him wash away your sins. And then you have direct access to the Almighty God. Three. 4
erin
5
arun
6
efa.
This is your night.
Ashale ti ere.
This is the month of grace.
O su ore ofe la wayi.
Don't miss this opportunity.
Ma se padanu ru ore ofe bayi.
7
eje.
I can see some of you coming from a long distance. That's why I'm a bit slow in counting, but you have to hurry up.
Mori pe opo yin lo nbo lati ona toji idi ni ta fin ka o nka yi pelu irele.
8
ejo.
And those of you who are clapping, you should really clap because it's a great night.
Eyi te n patewo eje patewo yen gidigidi nitori ale.
Keep coming. Those of you who are coming, don't wait. Keep coming.
No matter
how far away, just keep coming.
I wait a
little for you. Keep coming. Oh yes, this is your night. Keep coming.
I shall let you mabo.
Keep coming, keep coming.
Eja ki ama ote, so what do you, ema bo.
9. But keep coming, all the same, keep coming.
Eson, ema bo.
Now those of you already in front, you begin to pray.
Eyin 31, what do you, ebere, sini ma gba adura.
Ask the Almighty God to save your soul tonight.
Take your Lord, Olodumare, ki o gba okan yin lalale yi.
Ask him to wash away your sins.
Take o wo esere danu.
Tell him that from now on you will serve him. And you say bye-bye to a life of sin and you begin to live for Jesus Christ. And those of you on the way, you pray as you come. Pray as you come. Asking the Lord to save your soul. Asking him to forgive all your sins. Promise him that you will serve him for the rest of your life. Keep coming and keep praying as you come. The rest of us, please, let's stretch our hands towards these people and pray for them. That the one who saved our souls
will
save their own souls also. Let's pray for them. So Lord, be merciful to these your children. Be merciful to these your children. Save their souls. Forgive all their sins. Cleanse them in your blood, O Lord. Cleanse them in your blood. Have mercy, O Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. Let's pray for them for one more minute. Those of you on the way, keep coming. I'm about to pray for salvation.
Make
sure you get here before I finish praying. Yes, call on him. Father, have mercy. Save my soul. Cleanse me in your blood. And I will serve you for the rest of my life. Thank you, Father. Keep coming.
Emma boss.
I wait another 30 seconds. Pray as you come. Ask God to save your soul. Ask Him to be merciful unto you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Savior, I want to thank you tonight. I want to thank you for these your children who are here. Everything they have ever committed, Lord, wash away in your blood in Jesus' name. Save their souls tonight in Jesus' name. Beginning from now, when they call on you, answer them in Jesus' name. You are the help of the helpless. Help them in Jesus' name. The grace to serve you till the end. Give to them tonight in Jesus' name. Don't let them go back into the world. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Now I want to rejoice with those of you who have come forward tonight. Because from now on, by the grace of God, I'll be praying for you. Very soon, you'll be receiving miracles. Then you'll know there's somebody praying for you somewhere. And that somebody will be me. So I'm going to need your names, your address, and your prayer request. And I promise you, I'll be praying for you. So if you turn to your left, you see a man waving a piece of wood. Please follow him. He will lead you to where some pastors are waiting. They will collect the information I want. And then they bring you back very quickly. Congratulations. Let's begin to go now. Let's begin to go in this direction. Begin to go in that direction. Follow that man. And if we are clapping, brethren, we should really clap tonight. Let's really rejoice tonight. The Lord has saved many souls tonight. Let us rejoice. Let us rejoice. Let us rejoice. Let's clap for Jesus Christ. It's worthy to be praised.
Oh yeah, Latin.
Let's clap for Jesus Christ. Look at what God has done tonight already. That should give you assurance that He will do something in your life too. Let's clap for Jesus Christ. Let's keep clapping for Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I want you to take your pen and paper. You want to write down your prayer points. Because we are going to pray for one solid hour this night. Because God is going to answer every prayer tonight without any doubt in Jesus' name. Point number one. You want to praise Him for past miracles. The various assistances that He had given to you. You want to praise Him. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for the way you helped me when I was little. Till Thank you for helping me when nobody was there to help me. Thank you for protecting me when I didn't even know what is called danger. Praise him for past miracles. Then number two, he will say, Father, please take my hand and lead me on. Take my hand and lead me on. And then number three,
Leketa,
you say, Father,
wepe baba,
I have no power of my own.
Emi o lagbara kagbara kankan.
Please don't abandon me to my enemies.
Jowo ma se jowo mi le ota lowo.
Father,
baba,
I have no power of my own.
Emi o lagbara kagbara ti mo fe sa.
Please don't abandon me to my enemies.
Jowo ma se jowo mi le awon ota
lowo. And then number four.
Kerin.
Say, Father,
we pe baba,
don't let the storm of life sweep me away.
Ma je ki ji aye o gbe mi lo.
Don't let the storm of life sweep me away.
Ma je ki ji aye o gbe mi lo.
Then number five.
I can't run.
Say, Father,
Ogbe Baba,
please uphold me.
Jowo di mi mu,
so that I will never fall nor fail.
Ki ma se subu, be ni ki ma se jakule.
Please uphold me.
Jowo di mi mu,
so that I will never fall and I will never fail.
Ki ma ba subu, ki ma se jakule.
And then number six.
Kefa.
Say, Father,
Ogbe Baba,
please turn me to a channel of blessings.
Jowo, so me di orisun ibukun.
Help me so I can help others.
Ran mi lowo ki le ran awon mi lowo.
Turn me to a channel of blessings.
So me di orisun ibukun.
Help me so I can help others.
Ran mi lowo ki le ran awon yoku lowo.
Then number seven.
Ekeje.
Father.
Baba.
Before this month is over,
Koshu yo to pari,
let me become a living testimony.
Jekin di eri aye.
After this seven,
leyin keje yi,
any other thing that you want to ask God on your own,
okun to ba tun wa fe bere lowo Olorun lowo are,
you will utter it.
Fikun.
The first one is you thank him for past miracles.
Ohun akoko ni ka akoko dupe lowo re fun awon ise iyanu ateyinwa ta ti rigba.
Second one, you ask him to take your hands and lead you on.
Ekeji wa wa ni ko fa o lowo soke ko si fa o ni tente ko ma to sona.
The third one is that you ask him not to abandon you to your enemies.
Eketa ni pe wa be ko ma se jowo re le ota lowo.
Fourth one is that the storm of the world of life will not sweep you away.
Ohun kerin si ni pe iji aye o ni pe o lo.
The fifth one is that he will uphold you so that you will neither fall nor fail.
Ohun karun si ni pe yo di omu o ni jakule be si ni o ni kuna.
Sixth one is that it will turn you to channel of blessings.
Ekefa ni pe yo so di orisun ibukun.
It will help you so that you can help others.
Yo ran lowo ko le ba ran awon mi lowo.
Seventh one is that before the end of this month,
ekeje si ni pe koshu yi to pari,
that you become a living testimony.
They were no, you dear, niti, and when you remove my jerry, if you see a bar alone.
If you want to kneel,
you are
free to do so.
Okule, ole, kule.
If you want to lie down,
you are
free to do so.
Olamfa, nila tishebe.
Want to sit down,
you are
free to do so.
Eni, olamfa, ni.
Just go ahead and begin to talk to the Almighty God now.
Ma ba Olorun soro nisisiyi.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. The Almighty God will grant your request.
Olorun Olodumare yo dan ibere re.
He will hold you by your hand and he will lead you on.
Yo fa lowo yo si ma to sona.
He will not allow the enemy to prevail over you. The enemy will never discover your secrets. The storm of life will never sweep you away. If there's any storm in your life tonight, it will be stilled in Jesus' name. The peace of God that passes all understanding shall be yours from now on. The Almighty God will uphold you. You will not fall. You will not fail. You will never know failure again.
Oh, nima idakule mo.
The Almighty God will turn you to a channel of blessing.
Olorun Olodumare yo so di orisun ibukun.
He will help you.
Yo ran lowo.
So that you'll be able to help others.
Iwo na ko le ran awon mi lowo.
From now on.
Lati oni lo.
Not only will you be able to carry your own burdens, you'll be able to help others to carry their own burdens. Before the end of this month, you will become a living testimony. Before the end of this month, you will sing, "How great is our God." And that special request of yours, before the sun rises, shall become a testimony. And all those who say it will not be so, it will be so in their presence. The God who delivered Daniel will deliver you from your enemies. Those who are expecting you to die, long after they are dead, you will still be around. Those of you who are trusting God for the fruit of the womb, this will be your month. This will be your month. Those who are believing God for promotion, He will accelerate your promotion in Jesus' name. Every obstacle to your progress shall be destroyed today. It shall be well with you. The Almighty God will fight for you. And you too, you will serve the Lord. Your joy shall be full. You will never know sorrow again. There will never be tragedy in your family again. Very, very soon, you will celebrate. And I will celebrate with you. And you will celebrate with me. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. If you receive that, let me hear you shout hallelujah. It is well, it is well, it is well, in the name of Jesus, it is well with my soul today. In the name of Jesus,
it is well, it is well, in the name of Jesus,
it is well with my soul today.
In the name of Jesus,
it is well, it is well, it is well, in the name of Jesus, it is well with my soul today.
In the name of Jesus,
it is well, it is well, it is well, in the name of Jesus, it is well with my soul today.
In the name of Jesus,
it is well, it is well, it is well, in the name of Jesus, it is well with my soul today.
In the name of Jesus,
it is well, it is well, it is well, in the name of Jesus, it is well.
And the Lord sent his word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. There is power in God's word. Thank you for listening to today's message from Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We believe you've been blessed. If you need this message on audio CD, please contact RCCG Internet Outreach, USA, PO Box 710874, Houston, Texas, USA, or call 281-541-3864 or visit the Nigeria office at 15 Erickmore Close off Erickmore Street, Surulere, Lagos, Nigeria. Telephone 234-890-5822. Remember, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.